Sondra Rice was recently featured in an edition of Essence magazine. She was in a section called Work and Wealth, Manage Your Money Like a Millionaire.
Myself, along with a lot of people in the construction industry, work really hard in Buffalo to, you know, build great businesses. And, you know, over the years, that's been our goal at SLR, to really build a great and profitable business that, you know, will be an asset to the community that we live and work in.
What kind of projects do you work on?
We work on public projects and private projects.
And what, if any, were the challenges as an African-American female getting into the business and being a part of it, even though it was part of your family's business? Were there obstacles? Were there challenges?
Sure, there were. There were lots of obstacles and challenges. But as you said, I did grow up in a family business, which gave me a great foundation for success. And I'm an entrepreneur. I know I'm in construction, but I am an entrepreneur, which means that, you know, I'm always looking for, you know, entrepreneurial endeavors. And I think having that spirit about me as a CEO and as a president has really given me an additional foundation in the industry because, again, I'm an entrepreneur. I like to go out. I like to take risks. I like to, you know, make projects successful. And, you know, that's what I do every day.
What are some of your biggest projects that you can brag about, so to speak, or talk about?
You know, we have had some really great projects, and I have some really great customers. You know, that's on the private side and the public side. One of the great projects that we did, one of the jewels I believe in Western New York, is we did a project recently for the New York Power Authority. We did a brand new building for them, and it is an amazing office complex and warehouse facility. And again, I think it's a jewel in this area.
You said, yes, there were obstacles. What were some of those, if you can name them?
You know, I think there is a huge obstacle, because you asked me about being a woman in
right.
business. And I think there are obstacles with, you know, time management and priorities, you know, making sure that you're prioritizing your family life and your business life and those things that are fundamentally important to living and being successful as a whole person and not just as a businesswoman, because I am a businesswoman, but I'm also bigger than that in terms of, you know, there are things that are fundamentally important to me, like family, like life, like having fun, you know, all those things that, you know, business owners need to do, as well as, you know, running, you know, perhaps a successful company.
So what is your advice to women? How do you balance that? How do you fit all of that in your day?
You know, I think it's about, you know, prioritizing and knowing what's important in your life and actually then doing exactly what you know is important, because, you know, you can't, you know, sometimes we, as even business owners, juggle what I call glass balls, and you don't want to drop any of those things that are important to you. So I would say really look at how and in what ways you can prioritize and really, you know, stick to who you are fundamentally and make sure that, you know, you are taking care of yourself as you're taking care of other people.
You are also continuing on your education track even as we speak, correct?
Yes.
Tell us about what you're pursuing now and the education background that you've had.
Yeah, so I have a bachelor's in business studies, and I also have a master's in education, and that focuses on curriculum and development. I do have another business. As I said, I'm an entrepreneur, so I have another business. It's Sondra Rice, Inc., and I do motivational leadership development in that business, and it's amazing. That's an amazing journey. I do a lot of professional speaking and motivational speaking all over the country with that, and now the track I'm on is I'm actually pursuing a doctorate in global theological education, and it goes in tandem with, you know, the educational base and me being in the marketplace. And then it also has a spiritual perspective, which is a part of my life as well.
How do you encourage and mentor other younger women, specifically African-American women, and encourage them to get their education and learn the most that they can out of life?
You know, one of the things I do is I try to take time out when I'm asked to speak, and I speak at conferences, you know, and different things all over the country or commencements. You know, I really try and say yes to those type of opportunities, you know, even though my schedule is very busy, because it gives me a platform and it gives me an audience and it gives me the time to actually, you know, impart some of my ideas for success and what people can do to become successful. And so I'd like to take the time to, you know, say yes to some of those opportunities, so that gives me another platform to encourage women. You know, sometimes it's difficult to do it one-on-one per se, but when you have a platform like a conference or a, you know, speaking engagement, when you're speaking to 500 women or 1,000 women or, you know, 5,000 business owners, it gives you the opportunity to really share your ideals for success in life.
What do you worry about for the Buffalo community and the future of our youth? What worries you as a community leader in some ways of a businesswoman?
You know, some of the things I worry about are the opportunities that are available for our young people. You know, I've seen over the years, like I've stayed in Buffalo, you know, but a lot of my friends, a lot of my colleagues, family members have moved on or moved to places where there are better job opportunities and, you know, greater opportunities for professionals in various industries. So sometimes that worries me, because I really want to see, you know, our young people, you know, we have a great educational base here in Western New York, but I also want to see that connect to jobs.
And you hope that by your business, too, you can continue to keep that growth here in this community.
Oh, absolutely. We are a Buffalo-based business for SLR, and we are so excited to be a part of the economic base. So one of our goals is to continue to create jobs for, you know, young people and people that are interested in working in the industry, and hopefully, you know, give them an opportunity to, you know, really step into a greater level of living.
Now, you've been named in many national publications, and most recently in the Essence magazine. There's a small article, and it talks about your multi-million dollar business and your net worth and growing your net worth. What's your advice? And a double question here, what was it like to be named in such an honorable magazine?
Yes, the Essence magazine article was amazing, because they did feature me in the Work and Life issue in the February 2013 issue. And it was great, because it really dealt with women. This is a women's magazine, and they really dealt with how do you become successful and, you know, grow your net worth. And one of the things I talk about in the article is really taking responsibility for your finances. You know, having, like I said in the article, I have a personal budget, I have a company budget, and really taking, you know, everything that you have and helping and, you know, reinvesting it within your company or reinvesting it within yourself to grow your net worth. So it's about reinvestment.
Who inspires you?
Wow, who inspires me? You know, I love to look at entrepreneurs, and I love to look at, you know, people who have really made what I call an indelible, you know, print on society. And I think one of those, or a couple of those people, one would be Michael Dell, you know, with Dell Computer. I just love the story about, you know, of how he created, you know, Dell, and Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. I love their give back. I love the genius that he took and, you know, created, you know, Microsoft, and then, but I love what they're doing now in terms of giving back to the world. So those are two people that really inspire me.
What excites you about contracting in the business itself?
You know, I love construction. I love the construction industry. You know, it's, you know, I work every day. I go to work, but I love working. So it's not like work to me. And, you know, I love working with my clients and our customers. You know, we are a part of our mission at SLR. We say we are solution providers, and we're leaders, you know, in working with our clients. So we love actually looking at a project, taking it apart, restructuring it, and then delivering it back to the client, you know, as their dream come true.
Well, Sandra, thank you so much for talking to our audience.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We've been talking with Sandra Rice, President and CEO of SLR Contracting in Buffalo. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.